Looks of lustful means, clothes bursting away at the seams.
I can stand up, get naked in front of you right now. Doesn't mean you have to touch me.
The fantasies that are the makings of wet dreams.
I want people to watch me because I love the attention component of it.
And the blinds that seem to invite you to look behind the scenes.
Just because she's an exhibitionist, he's an exhibitionist, that don't mean I need to go up there and put my hands all on him.
But look, don't touch.
Because I've been in these situations, I'm just gonna fuck it. I'm gonna tell it like it is.
Thank you very much.
If they are presenting something to me, I'm going to watch it. I'm gonna be thinking, you should have closed your window, or you should have closed your blinds. Why didn't you do that?
And if you find that to be hell,
anybody could be looking. I'm looking.
You may be under the exhibitionist's spell.
And I'm going to keep on looking.
I was at the gym, and a guy came into the bathroom, stood next to me, and opened his clothes, which was an open invitation to watch. And I was like, oh, okay. Right? I'll watch this for a second.
The longer you dwell, the effects may not be subtle.
His expectation is like, yes, I'm doing something private out in public, but I expect you to have some kind of respect for me and not look. And he's going to find that a lot of people don't have that kind of respect.
Nope.
Not for themselves and not for you.
Sorry to pop your bubble. Blame it on the rebuttal.
You're in a public place. You meet up with somebody and someone else walks up and starts, you know what I'm saying, doing whatever they do while watching you. If I tell you, like, hey, nah, we good, go somewhere else, the consent to watch has been declined. You should go away because now you're a voyeur.
Being in a public space and expecting somebody to actually honor your privacy,
right.
I cannot imagine how that is a reasonable expectation.
Exactly, because what I'll do is you tempt to go, I'm going to call the police. Let's see if they think it's a public space.
When you see people do something, I think a lot of times now your reaction to it is like, they want me to watch. Mm-hmm. They're obviously doing this for
that
my attention.
Great,
you know? And so now your attitude is not like, I should feel bad for watching this. Your attitude is now like, entertain me. What do you got for me? Show me. Mm-hmm. You know? And
for $9.99 a month. We took a 3-episode voyage where we explored our thoughts, feelings, and personal experiences with voyeurism, exhibitionism, and the seas of gray that lie in between.
Like, you know, you're consciously leaving your windows open, and at any given time, people could just stand there and look and watch at what you're doing.
In the end, some of us were wet.
Look, I walked in the room and people were already naked.
While others were full.
This is what's going on.
Of steam.
Yes, I don't know you. I am spying on you, but
I know you.
I've seen you do this like 4 times.
Listen to Looks of Lustful Means, then the exhibitionist spell, and finally the rebuttal. Listen in that order. Episodes 2, 3, and 4. Season 5. Because it's quite the ride. To look or not to look, press play while you decide.
So you obviously want my participation. How can I help? You know, you want my eyeballs on it. You want to hear me go, oh no, he did it. You know, you obviously want me to participate, and that's the danger of what you're doing when you're inviting people to look and look again and look and look again.
And after you follow the Poet God podcast on your favorite podcasting app, a quick search of the Poet God on Twitter and Instagram will connect you to just what we have on tap. And if you're not that social, at thepoetgod.com, we got your back.